Moncrief on News Talk.
The Galway Arts Festival kicks off next week, and one of the many exhibitions taking place will feature photographs of local boy made good, Michael D. Higgins. I know he's not originally from Galway, but Galway people don't like to talk about that. It's called Michael D. Higgins Through the Lens. We're joined by the director of the festival and co-curator of the exhibition, Paul Fahey. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Now, Michael D. has lived many lives, in, you know, poet, lecturer, TD, president. So were you kind of looking at it from that point of view in representing all those different aspects of him?
And Galwegian too, of course.
And Galwegian too, yes.
Honorary. Yeah, no, we did. We wanted to represent kind of us with all aspects of his public life. But then we also wanted to give an insight into the private person as well. So we have some, you know, very beautiful photographs from his own personal archive from, you know, when he was very young. There's a really beautiful photograph of himself and his brother on their first Holy Communion day. And then we see other photographs from when he was starting off his academic life in college in Galway, his student ID card, and taking part in the debating society and other such things. So you kind of saw the foundations, I suppose, of the great man and the great voice and the great, you know, humanitarian that he became.
Yeah.
But yeah, we wanted to touch then on, you know, obviously, you know, he's campaigned so long for, you know, for human rights. He's represented Galway on so many different levels as well, from being a TD, and then of course he was Ireland's first minister for culture when that became a senior portfolio in the 90s. He's been a big champion of culture, of course, and language. There's a great shot of him turning the first sod out in Ballinahown and beyond Inverurie and Connemara, where T.G. Cahir is now located. So there's some, you know, great, key moments that have gone down in Irish history that are there. And then we also see other great photographs of him, like there's one fantastic photograph from his inauguration day in 2011 when he became president for the first time, and standing behind him either side, at either shoulder, are former President Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese. And it's, you know, and of course, Mary Robinson, I suppose, really reimagined what the president's role was and kind of, I suppose, elevated it into our consciousness and to mattering more. And Mary McAleese took that on and carried it on brilliantly well for 14 years. And then, of course, President Higgins has been exemplary, I think, for his tenure.
Do you have that famous photograph? And I see somebody on Twitter sent it, posted it. It's Michael D at the Bob Dylan concert in Slane in 1984.
We do indeed. That's a great photo. We have that. We have another fantastic photo, one of my favourites as well, of him and the late, great Mick Lally, who, an actor, of course, everybody would know his name, I'm sure, who's one of the founding members of Druid. And it was during one of Michael D's campaigns in the 1980s. And they're in what's now gone, it's now the Galway Coach Station, but it used to be the Fairgreen Mart, and the two of them are there with a calf at the back of a trailer, holding the calf and having a joke. So there's some lovely, you know, moments like that. And this is one of the great things, you know, Michael D has always had such great humour in everything he does, and you can really see that and how he connects with people in so many of the photographs that feature in the show. And there's another great one as well from 1981 when he got elected outside the Claddagh Hall, and there must be, I don't know, maybe 50 or 60 people who campaigned with him and with Sabina Coyne, his wife. And it's just a great moment of celebration after, you know, many, many years of campaigning and being an activist. So there's a real insight into so many different, you know, avenues of his life.
Yeah. Now, as I say, the festival kicks off on the 14th. And there's too much to go into here, but do tell us about the Michael Murphy piece. It's all underwater.
It's all underwater. This is from the extraordinary Michael Murphy. We have a great creative collaboration with Michael for, you know, well over 20 years. And indeed, this particular show has been in Michael's head for over 20 years. And it's fantastic that it's finally come to fruition. Which is, the show is called O, and it takes place in the Atlantiquaria in Saltail in Galway. And he's underwater for the entire 45 minutes of the show. So he's in this huge tank, one of the aquariums. So he's surrounded by fish. And you see this man who's living his life underwater, and it feels very beautifully poignant. It's almost like an underwater waltz, if you like. And it's also there's so many poignant images in the show that it almost feels like a requiem for life. And there's you know, you're wondering what's going to happen to him in the end, and there's this incredible crescendo as that moment does come to play. But it's really beautiful, and there's an incredible original music by Declan Gibbons and a gorgeous soundscape by Sandra O'Mahony. So it's a really collaborative show directed by Kelly Hughes. But Michael, I mean, it's one of the most mesmerizing performances I've seen. I've been in and out of rehearsals for the last week or two. And, you know, I don't think many people will see a show that's performed entirely underwater. And it's for an intimate audience of just 32 people. So anybody who's been lucky enough to get a ticket over the next few weeks is in for a treat.
Yeah. So is it like, I assume there's no dialogue. So is it almost like a mime piece underwater?
It's a movement piece underwater, but we hear some recordings of the man's voice. So we're getting insights into who he was and what he was and what his life was like, and then we hear some other voices, and then the original music and the score, the soundscape rather, then also drive the show. So it feels like almost like quite an immersive installation. Other than obviously the audience aren't in the water, but you know, because it's in such an intimate space, you do feel very much part of it. So yeah, really, really phenomenal.
Yeah. So is this correct? There are two big tops this year.
This year we have two big tops. So our normal big top, which has become one of the iconic images of Galway, the Heineken Big Top, which is just kind of like our big rock and roll venue, which is bang smack in the middle of the city on by the Salmon Weir Bridge, right beside the Galway Cathedral, you know, 5 minutes walk from the middle of the pedestrianised streets and all that. And we've got a great music programme there. But then we have a second big top this year from No Fit State. Now, No Fit State are a Welsh-based but an international circus company, a contemporary circus company. They're from all over the world, including one Irish performer who's from Cork. So their shape is very. Their tent rather is a. It's a very different look to the Heineken Big Top. It's like a bell shape or like an upside down flower. Really, really beautiful. And there are 700 seats in the round. But the show. I mean, we've presented a lot of circus and a lot of contemporary circus and acrobatic shows from all over the world, which is we've a very good audience in Galway, a strong appetite for that. But this is like it's like that, but with a huge extra layer. There's a lot of incredible kind of engineering trusses that move, and you're looking at the performance. But how on earth is somebody managing to hang from the hair on their head, literally, as a circular truss is going 360? It's really phenomenal. There's 32 people in the company. There's a live band of 10 musicians approximately on stage. It's one of the most exciting things I've seen in a good number of years. And yeah, I've been a big fan of that company for quite a long while. Obviously, moving 32 people on the road, and that they come within almost like an entire village is an expensive undertaking. So I'm thrilled that we managed to be able to pull that off this year. So Sabotage is the name of the show, and it really is it's kind of one of the most thrilling must-see spectacles of the programme this year.
And as the man says, lots more besides. Paul Fahey is director of the Galway Arts Festival. Paul, thanks a million and best of luck with it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.